"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
And go ahead.
You want to we're tell on people the radio that. From 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you can hear us anytime, 24-7. John and Ken on Demand, the podcast.
Do you think they got that message yet after 6 months? Or?
No, because the total keeps going up every month, which means people are still discovering it and still using it more frequently.
I thought we had a tiny dip in the last month.
Not on a per-episode basis.
You really missed your calling. You should have been in a PR or a spokesman for somebody.
He give you accurate information.
The Moist Line is coming back tomorrow. You can join the Moist Line by using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon. Leave a message or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, of course, and by the way, we'll be here tomorrow. We're not striking, even though that's our union.
Deborah's on strike, though.
I am.
Not from the newscast.
Not from the, yeah, exactly. Because I do voiceover work. Yeah. I'm considered an actor.
And she portrays fake newscasters in the movies and on
TV. That's what I do, right. But my newscasts here are real. Just in case you were wondering.
Not this fake newscast. It's your other fake
I gotta
newscast.
Believe this is your main breadwinner job, I would assume.
This one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she may leave us someday to be a star on some show. Who
you
knows?
Never know.
She could if she wanted to.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody
You've
listening?
You've got big offers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The big news, of course, today... the state legislator is about to leave for like a month's summertime off. So before they did, they came back around to Senate Bill 14, the one that would increase punishments for child sex traffickers, make it a strike, which could lead to more significant prison time. The example was, well, they could get 12 years. They're often going to get, you know, a lot less time served because of the good time, halftime credits that California has going on. But because it would be a strike, that doesn't come into play. So the idea was to make child trafficking a serious felony. And on Tuesday, it failed in the Assembly Public Safety Committee because all the Democrats abstained. And two Republicans voted yes, but that's not enough to get it out. That's where we heard the chair, Reggie Jones-Sawyer, giggling as the audience moaned and yelled at him. Today, the big development, and of course, it started yesterday, where it was talked about even by Governor Newsom. And today, it got back to the Assembly Public Safety Committee. The Republicans yesterday wanted to force a floor vote in the Assembly and just bypass the committee. Instead, what happened today is it went back to the Assembly Public Safety Committee And what do you know? This time it passed 6-0 with just two Democrats not voting.
And that would be Mia Bonta, who refused to vote for putting the sex perverts away.
And the other is Isaac Bryan, who's the Democratic majority leader in the assembly.
And so Mia Bonta and Isaac Bryan in favor of sex perverts selling young children. You can't make it any plainer than that. I mean, it was 40-0 in the Senate. I didn't even know that. 40-0. Every Democrat and every Republican in the Senate voted for this. Can you think of any issue that important, that significant, especially in this state where you get a 40-0 vote?
This bill has been the work mainly of State Senator Shannon Grove, Republican from Bakersfield, the Central Valley. Let's get her back on the show.
No, she's not ready yet. Not here.
Oh, she's still dealing with this. It says here she picked up 18 co-authors on the bill in the assembly, and most of them Democrats. That, in addition to this passing the Public Safety Committee, the next thing it goes to the Appropriations Committee of the assembly, which won't happen until they come back from their break sometime in mid to late August. But because she's picked up co-authors, it's going to pass the assembly. So this is certainly going to happen.
They had a victim, Odessa Perkins. She had been sold sexually, and she testified before the committee. And she said, "I'm here to say I was molested and raped repeatedly by black and white men and even some women. So it does not matter the race. What matters is saving our children." And as she testified, she's looking at the committee, and I bet you know, Reggie Sawyer-Jones was busy giggling or whatever he does behind his desk, because she looked at them and said, "I am here, and I look at your faces and wonder, do you care?" And no, they don't care.
Yeah, those are most of the people that made those noise. Do we still have that audio, Eric, that we can play?
Yeah.
The people that were moaning, "This is terrible, horrible."
These are some of these.
Yeah, most of them are the victims of child sex trafficking.
Oh, we'll get to it, but we just got Shannon Grove on the line suddenly. Oh, okay. All right, so let's get her on. And she's the state senator from Bakersfield who wrote the original bill. Shannon, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Sorry I was late calling in.
You're the woman of the year right now. So
yeah, explain all that's happened in the last 24 hours.
You know, on Tuesday, they voted this bill down. I thought it was dead. Tuesday night, conversation started. Wednesday morning, things got a little different. Media storm all day Wednesday, and then got a call that they were going to put it up for a vote to go back to committee. And I said I wanted it brought to the floor for a vote because there's almost 50 co-authors. So we knew we'd get it off the floor. And I was trying to get it back into the Senate where I know it's safe, or to the governor's desk where I know it's safe. It worked out to where we had another vote. The chair of the Public Safety Committee, who killed the bill on Tuesday, brought the bill back to his committee. They took a vote. It passed out of committee, and now it is on its way to appropriations for funding.
How much of this was public rebelling, calling up, making a ruckus? How much of it was the media coverage? How much of it was Newsom?
So first of all, I'm a believer, so I believe God had his hand on this whole thing. Second, it's the California citizens and the media that got involved and said, "You've got to be kidding me. Selling a child for sex is not considered a serious felony in the state of California." And then, of course, Gavin Newsom weighing in on the side of the full Senate that had a unanimous vote for Democrat and Republican, and coming out publicly of his disappointment of what happened. But the people of the state of California and the media really got involved, and I applaud you guys and every media outlet that entered into this conversation. The reason why is because people don't know what's going on in the building unless you guys share it, and you guys understood it just like I did. Selling a child for sex should be a serious felony in the state of California, and it is not. And you took this side, and it worked.
It should have been a serious felony forever.
Absolutely.
It was shocking that this needed to be done. When you told us yesterday that somebody committing this kind of felony, selling children for sex, would probably get out in less than 4 years, it's like, you know, it's bad. You just don't think it's that bad. But it was that bad.
It was that bad, and it wasn't probably. I mean, we have several. We worked with the heat unit in Alameda County and Kern County District Attorney's Office, and they provided us with case after case after case where someone would be arrested and prosecuted and put in jail for 12 years, and they would get out in less than four.
These
are people who sell children and adults for sex.
Yeah.
Who brutalize them, brand them. I met people with cattle brands on their chest, like burned cattle brands, tattoo brands, beating, starvation, sodomy. I mean, it's just atrocious what these people go through.
To children. They do this to children.
I have several pictures of children that are 10, 12, 13 years old with tattoos of ownership on their face.
On their face?
Ownership. On their face. Wow, like a branding kind of.
And this is what...
Yeah, like they belong to this person.
Yeah, like cattle.
And this is what Reggie Jones-Sawyer didn't want to stop? Mia Bonta? This Isaac Braun? They didn't want to stop that?
Yeah, what's with these two that still abstain? Do you know anything?
I don't. I focused on the positive today. I didn't focus on the negative. I don't have an explanation for those two votes. But I do know that the information we provided to the other members got them to a yes vote. It was just the explanation that we were not going to lock up those that are victims of human trafficking that under duress perform certain, you know, acts that, you know, may not, that would consider being something bad to another person. But if somebody is threatening your life, beating you, threatening, you know, they operate under duress. They don't make these independent decisions. We showed them that these people would not be prosecuted. We gave them a district attorney that's prosecuted over 850 cases that to explain it to them. And I think that providing them with that additional assurances that they were, they felt comfortable enough to vote the bill out unchanged.
So that way, they thought that some of the victims of these sex crimes would end up getting prosecuted?
Yes.
Because sometimes these victims are forced into participating into terrible acts?
Sometimes these victims are forced into it. And if you're doing anything out of survival, you know, get this girl or I'm going to kill you, or after I beat you to death and send you to the hospital. You know what I mean? There's
nobody was ever prosecuted.
Be sorted out through the legal process, right? That can be sorted out through finding out the investigation, what happened. That's a terrible reason.
Absolutely. But that's, so it's out. Let's focus on the positive, but we still need you guys engaged. I'm counting on you. Because I don't want this to be something that just passes through and doesn't get out of appropriations to the governor's desk. We need this bill signed.
While we have you here for a moment, there's a bunch of other nasty crimes that should be considered serious, too, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
Rape of an unconscious person is a big one, right?
Yeah, that's not a serious felony because the woman can't say no. Come on, guys.
I don't know. Nobody normal thinks like these people think. It's hard to relate. It's hard to understand what they're talking about here. When did you become aware of this particular issue involving the children being sold? Was this something you were aware of for a long time, or did recently it was brought to your attention?
About 4 years ago, I went to a human trafficking awareness day that my district attorney was doing, starting a brand new human trafficking investigation unit in our district in Kern County. And Tyson McCoy was the assistant DA, and Cindy Zimmer put it on. And I met this incredible individual, Odessa Perkins, who was my witness actually in the hearing. And I listened to her story about being trafficked at 7 years old. I mean, grown men on a seven-year-old. I wish I could get that horrible, horrible vision in every single Californian's head so they would realize how serious we need to take this issue. So she told that story, and I said, wow, I can't believe that. So I wasn't really sure, so I checked with staff. I said, is this true? Is this not a serious felony or a violent? Is this not serious or violent? I mean, carjacking, arson, bank robbery, all those are serious and violent felonies. But this wasn't, and they checked, and sure enough, it wasn't. I go, we're running a piece of legislation. So we ran it. They killed it last year. We ran it again this year, and here we are.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on and talking to us, and good work. And thanks for really sticking to this.
Thank you. I'm counting on you guys. We've got to get it out of appropriations.
Oh, we'll be here. Whatever that day is that week, let us know. Call Ray and tell us, you know, a few days in advance that this is the day it's going before the Appropriations Committee. And we'll be on top of it every minute.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.
All right, State Senator Shannon Grove, Republican from Bakersfield, and her work on Senate Bill 14, which has finally made it through the Assembly Public Safety Committee. Your chance for money is next. A keyword will be revealed. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Wrapping up most of our coverage of Senate Bill 14, the one that would result in more harsh punishment for people who traffic in children, sex traffic, labor traffic. Anyway, we're going to play you first the audio that came out Tuesday when the bill first died in the Assembly Public Safety Committee. The first voice you'll hear is Reggie Jones-Sawyer, the state assembly member from Los Angeles, announcing that. And then you'll hear the crowd react. Many of them are victims of sex trafficking, saying things like awful, terrible.
Yeah, many of them are women who had to endure being sexually, had to endure being raped by multiple men every night when they were little children. And so that's why there's such a reaction. Sorry about that. Go.
That bill fails. Reconsideration is granted unanimously.
Thank you, sir.
Coward. And he giggles.
Reggie Jones-Sawyer giggling as some of these sex abuse victims shouted him. These are women who got raped when they were little children repeatedly every night, every single night, after being sold by some beast that Reggie Jones-Sawyer is protecting, Democrat here in Los Angeles.
This should be a wake-up call for people to understand what's really going on in Sacramento with the laws concerning criminals. There's a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. I think we've made fun of her once. Emily Hoeven. I forget why she did some column. I thought she was part of the progressive left, but she said she couldn't even believe this. The most egregious example came when Democrats in the Assembly Public Safety Committee killed a bill that would have classified human trafficking of minors as a serious felony. And she goes on to say the notion that it isn't a serious crime to traffic children for sex or labor is so absurd as to be laughable if it wasn't for the gravity of the situation. Thousands of Californians are forced into various forms of human trafficking every year, and they are disproportionately young, female, and black, according to a 2020 report from the Little Hoover Commission.
So that's what's fascinating about this, because these progressive Democrats claim to represent and want to protect women, children, black and Hispanic women and children, and yet these are the women and children being fed into this disgusting, soul-destroying sex machine where they get repeatedly raped night after night when they're seven years old. And that's who Reggie Jones-Sawyer was protecting, the type of guy who would do that to a seven-year-old girl.
So here, by way of explanation, and she points out how absurd this is, the committee chairperson, Assemblymember Reggie Jones-Sawyer, that's the giggler you just heard, noted that human trafficking can already result in lengthy sentences and can be classified as serious crime under certain conditions, like great bodily injury being inflicted on a victim. Well, she writes, this reasoning, child trafficking should only be considered serious if the victim endures additional horrifying circumstances on top of being trafficked, illustrates how far some Democrats are willing to go to uphold ideological principles that, when carried to the logical extreme, are no longer morally defensible. That's a nice way of saying this guy has got to be kidding me. This guy has to go.
He's insane, and he's dangerous. He's sick. These are sick ducks here.
She writes, okay. Many Democrats are now wary of increasing penalties for any crime, even the most egregious.
All right,
this has resulted in stances that are impossible to justify. She's right. And finally, this was a dividing line among at least some in the party who said, come on, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, I mean, they got, I think there's 28 Democrats in the Senate, or 30, yeah. And all of them voted for the bill. All of them did. It was a 40-0 vote.
I know. But you thought some of them voted in knowing that the Assembly Public Safety Committee would kill his bill.
Right? I do think
so. So they had their cover.
I do. Because why wouldn't the leadership then put on the Public Safety Committee some of the Democrats who aren't sick and insane? Some of the Democrats who want to stop seven-year-olds from getting repeatedly raped every day of their childhood. Why aren't those people on the Assembly Public Safety Committee? You know, that'd be a little diversity. I also want to point out another guy because he is local. Isaac Bryan,
Yeah, he voted. He didn't vote either, abstain.
He voted to block this twice.
Oh, he is from L.A.?
Oh, yeah, and on the west side, no less. So you people on the west side, I don't think any of you would like your daughters to be sold into sex slavery. Mar Vista, Culver City. In fact, his home office is in Culver City. Century City, the Mid-Wilshire, Mid-City District, the West Adams and Ladera Heights District. This district runs along the borders of Santa Monica and Beverly Hills, just south of Westwood and Brentwood and Santa Monica. This is Isaac Bryan, and he voted twice to block this bill. What kind of a sicko is here on the west side of L.A.? You always think the sex perverts are in San Francisco, right? Because that's where a lot of the sex pervert legislation comes from. But no, we've got two guys here in Los Angeles, one on the south side, Reggie Jones Sawyer, and one on the west side, Isaac Bryan. Sick, sick, dangerous.
Well, there may be more on this during this hour tomorrow. In addition to the Moist Line, we have something else called Hack at a Dumpster. When we return, of course, the big story in Southern California and pretty much around the country is the strike that actors have now joined. They joined the writers. And after midnight, they will take that action and strike the major studios for their work. We'll get a report from KFI's Chris Adler. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app has the John and Ken on demand podcast, so you can listen 24/7 to anything you missed today.
All right, the story that's dominating the headlines, certainly in Southern California and all over the country, is that the Hollywood Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, has voted to strike. They will join the writers after midnight. We're going to get the full story now from KFI News reporter Chris Adler, who's been covering this since the writers went on strike, and now we'll have the actors joining the picket line. So let's find out more.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, John and Ken. What have you guys got for me today? I've got another strike for you guys. And we're talking over 160,000 actors that are set to hit the picket lines after midnight early in the morning. And I do want to mention that Fran Drescher, who is the president of SAG-AFTRA, said today that the union is still willing to talk to production companies. There's some hours between now and midnight. And if they can come to an agreement, they will halt the strike. But the likelihood of that is probably very low, she says. But they are willing to keep talks open to avoid the strike. And she says they tried to avoid the strike at all costs, but it's an emergency, she says. And there was no other option, you guys.
I saw that she said they're really far apart.
Yeah, well, they won't go into specifics, but she says they're being disrespected. The union is being disrespected by production companies. They are stonewalling them on some areas and just completely ignoring some areas and being very vague in certain in other areas. And so they're not getting the talks, like you said, are very far apart, but they won't go into specifics. What they do want, they want pay increases, they want residuals, and they want assurances that they will be protected against artificial intelligence, which is very similar to what the Writers Guild is asking for.
I saw one story about the Writers Guild strike that the studios are talking about. They're not even going to discuss anything until maybe October. They want to starve the writers out until they're out of money. They can't pay their rent, their mortgage for food. And then they'll sit down and talk. Like what you're saying is a purposeful strategy to be vague and to be evasive.
It seems that is their approach here. According to the union, the writers that I've spoken with when I was covering the strike, in May with the Writers Guild, they said they're already struggling. And I asked them, I said, well, how long are you willing to take this? They said, we'll go as far as we have to go because we're already suffering. We already can't pay our bills. They're like, you know, what do we have to lose at this point? And the production company said in a statement that they offered SAG-AFTRA a historical offer, claiming union members walked away from the bargaining table. And today I asked Fran Drescher if that offer was in fact historical. She says what was historical was how egregiously the production companies treated the union.
Streaming and AI and digital is so prevalent in the industry. It has disemboweled the industry that we once knew. Mm. When I did The Nanny and everybody was part of the gravy train. Now it's a walled in vacuum.
And you guys, she says today that when she was part of The Nanny, everybody got a cut. Everybody got a cut of the deal. But she says times are changing. There's online streaming. There's artificial intelligence. And that the production companies are not paying them they're not moving forward in alignment with these platforms. And that's a big focal point is this artificial intelligence that a lot of these writers and actors are worried that, you know, these streaming services and these platforms are going to take away their jobs, take away from the craft and the art, you guys.
So, and this is more than just the actors, because that will get all the attention, especially some of the big names that are participating in this. But there's so many other workers, I guess, in this union, right?
There are, and there are workers who are going to be directly impacted by this, who support the actors. We're talking makeup artists and the trailer workers and different people that surround just the actors themselves. And Fran Drescher wanted to make it clear that yes, there will be thousands of people impacted by this, but we really don't have another choice. We have to do what's best for our union and for the livelihood of the union.
Yeah, so basically what she's saying, I'll just pick a streaming show at random, Succession, which I guess HBO streams, and HBO Max, or it's called Max now. I mean, she's saying, I mean, how are the people on that show paid? I don't even know how that works anymore with streaming shows versus, you know, the traditional
model we saw with a sitcom like The Nanny, where the actors negotiate per episode and stuff like that. And are they saying that, well, maybe the actors are paid, but all the other people that work on the productions don't make enough off of the streaming? And the other thing, I think, is the residuals, because these shows continue to pay long into the future.
Right. And they say that the residuals is really what they survive off of, and that Netflix and Amazon Prime, and they're streaming these movies and these shows that are gaining all of these royalties, but they're not getting enough of them. They're not getting enough to survive off of. And they say when they make a show and they do a show, they get a base pay, but the residuals are what they really is their bread and butter and what they live off of. And they're not getting those residuals, and they need them now more so than ever.
So what will people listening right now who watch streaming shows and stuff, will they notice any change anytime soon with the strike?
Well, you know, the actors will be, so if Meryl Streep is in a trailer and she's filming on set today, she's going to shut down. She's going to walk away and everything is going to shut down. So all of the productions, movie productions and TV show productions, you know, they've already been, the TV shows have already been stopped because of the writers. And the writers, you know, the actors say, well, without the writers, we don't have a show. So they've kind of had a leg broken there anyway. But now movies will stop production. And what they're saying is, you know, just like we saw with the writer's strike, there were some reserves in that they had backlogged that they were able to go in and edit and put some shows out there, so you won't immediately feel anything. But with the movies, you know, they're immediately stopping. And so this will delay any blockbusters that were set to come out this fall and then also going into next year.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much for that report.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Chris Adler, KFI News, covering the strike, which now includes, in addition to the writers, the actors against the big studios. And I know, John, you're excited for what's happening on Friday, right?
What's happening?
The Barbie movie is going to be coming out along with Oppenheimer. And apparently AMC is selling tickets where you can see both in one night, sit there for 5.5 hours. Yeah, isn't that it's a strange mashup. Barbie and Oppenheimer, of course, is the guy that developed the
nuclear
bomb.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the Barbie movie together.
That
would be so much fun.
You're going to be first in line, aren't
she
you?
She was a Barbie
I loved Barbies
how
as a kid.
How many did you have?
Lot. I don't know, but I had a lot. I had all the clothes and the shoes and little purses and the Barbie dream house, I think it was called. Oh.
Did you save any of them?
No. I did for a while. My daughter really wasn't into dolls that much, so I think I got rid of them.
And I want to make this clear. I had older sisters, and they played with these dolls. They had friends. Didn't Barbie have a girlfriend doll?
Yeah, there's other different...
Was it named Midge or something? I think this name is stuck in my head.
Yeah,
Midge or
right.
something? Yeah. And then there's the Ken doll.
Of course, there's Ken.
Yeah, the neutered Ken.
Which, count me in for Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I do want to see Oppenheimer. It sounds intense. I don't know about the Barbie movie, too, myself. So I tell you what, Deborah Mark, we'll just split up. You can go into the Barbie movie.
Okay. All right. And then we'll meet up and we'll discuss.
I said, they're selling, if you want to sit for both movies, 5.5 hours. They're just going to play them back to back in one theater. John already announced he doesn't watch movies anymore. So.
Yeah, I've only gone to one in the last 4 years, and that was an accident.
KFI 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, you know, lost in all this, some of the fast food workers went on strike today to protest their low wages, but they're getting the actors and the writers a lot more coverage for their job action. So it's just a one day thing that they're trying to once again say, you're not paying us enough to flip burgers. Another story that made the news today, we just have a chance to get to it at the end of the show. Remember the cocaine found at the White House?
Right? Yes. They've decided they're not going to prosecute Hunter Biden.
What was that? You have that story? I just had that they concluded the investigation, no suspects.
Well, same thing, isn't it? What are the odds if it was Hunter Biden that they'd be doing a prosecution, that we'd hear anything about it?
What? Why would Hunter Biden leave a bag of cocaine in like a little inbox?
Maybe somebody left it for him.
Oh, it was like a delivery, like Uber Eats?
It was Uber Snorts.
Uber Snorts. They come and deliver the drugs right to your door.
Roughly 1 gram of cocaine was found July 2nd by a Secret Service agent in a storage locker inside the West Wing executive entrance.
Storage locker.
No cameras were in position to capture that footage.
Oh, isn't that shocking?
182 lockers.
It's like the cameras weren't working when Jeffrey Epstein was murdered.
Yeah, I know.
The cameras are always not working. They're never pointed in the right place. How is that?
The vestibule is located by the basement entrance to the West Wing, one floor below the Oval Office and steps from the Situation Room. Mm-hmm. But they believe that there could have been hundreds of people that went through there.
Is that true, or is that their cover story?
Oh, your friend from Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah.
Why didn't they drug test all 500 potential suspects to see?
On the way in?
No, to find the 500 people that were there that day. Because I guess to be in the White House, you have to sign or be cleared by security.
It's kind of tough doing a drug test on 500 people.
She wants to drug test all of them to see if they have any. Well,
you'd have to do a blood test, right, to pick up the cocaine.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
the Secret Service says they had no physical evidence, so the investigation hit a dead end. No, there weren't fingerprints. There was nothing.
Well, okay, if that's what they want to say. That's their story.
President Biden's staff is subject to routine drug tests, but White House visitors, including those given West Wing tours by invitation only, are not, of course.
If they could prove it was Hunter, like they were going to have a press conference and hang him out to dry, right? That absolutely would happen.
So again, they found this on a Sunday night, and Hunter Biden was there Friday, and he went off with Biden with his dad to Camp David. So that's why everyone really jumped on that, because Hunter was in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen all the laptop photos. Secret Service is not what they used to be.
Not at all.
We've got Conway coming in here.
Hey now.
Are you on strike or no?
You know what? I should be, because I was in, I don't know if you know this, I was in Licorice Pizza, and that's an A-list movie. Mm. And so I should not be here right now. I should be at home and helping out my brothers and sisters.
You're getting big residuals for that, aren't you?
I got a check the other day for
$38. $38?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Because how long were you on? You must have timed yourself.
About, no, I didn't time it. I'm not that obsessed, but 19 seconds.
Is that right? I saw the movie. You had a line or two, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. With Maya Rudolph, one of the funniest women in the world. So that was kind of cool.
So you're going to walk in sympathy then?
I might. Are you guys going to go out and pick it?
God, it's awfully hot out there, don't you think?
Yeah.
John Pickett.
God almighty. Wow. I remember
when
you guys...
Only a In-N-Out shut down.
When you guys had fire in your belly, you know? 1986, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we didn't get together until 88.
So. 88. When did you come to L.A.? 92?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember that. Fire in your belly.
Right.
With that bullhorn doing remotes every time somebody crossed the line. And now you don't want to go outside and help your brothers and sisters on that picket line.
Yeah, John could stand outside the Warner Brothers studios with his bullhorn.
That's right.
I know you're in there with your multi-billion-dollar salaries.
Yeah, shouting at those executives, that would be a good time, wouldn't it?
I guess that Warner Brothers guy, the guy who runs the boat across the street here, makes $420 million a year. Piece of that. Wow. Billy Ray's going to come on with us, talk about the strike. He's in the Writers Guild, but it affects the Writers Guild and Screen Actors Guild. So we'll do that at the top of the hour at 4 bells. Right, and then Dean Sharp comes on. And we'll have an update on all those stories we covered yesterday, including the fire in Hollywood, Rolling Hills. Two people arrested. I'm sure you covered this. For looting.
Yeah.
There should be a special place in hell for people to do that.
I know. Should have shot him on sight.
Family's lost everything, and a guy's going rummaging through his crap.
That's just... What'd you get out of it?
Right. What do you got? You know?
Ding dong.
But that we should every radio station should be forced to repeat those two names for a year.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know. Good we're going to find out what the names are, and we're going to
need to bring back public shame.
That's right. And maybe into the dumpster on Friday.
Well, we got a long line for the dumpster.
We've already got that lined up for the
things.
All right. Ding dong, buddy.
Or what are you looting Mondays? Do you get? Oh, no, that's not you. Sorry.
Well, what?
No, there's a different show. Sorry.
All right, Conway's next.
Ding dong.
Come on, ding dong.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/Parity Flex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.